Now, as I said, we were criticized for this, and a lot of the criticism came from the biology community, because we had inadvertently and naively stepped into what had already been a big argument between the biology community and the geology community over how small an organism can really be. And the biologists are familiar with organisms down to about as small as 0.1 to 0.2 micrometers, and they say you cannot have anything smaller because there is not room in the volume to put what you need to put, the DNA and the enzymes and the proteins that are needed for the cell to process food and energy and reproduce. There's just physically not room for these things once you're down to a certain size. On the other hand, the geologists are finding pretty tiny ones as they look around in various geological environments. And there's a community of geologists that believes that these nanobacteria, as they're called, are real. And if they're real, they're all over the place in nature, and they should be recognized and studied. I'm going to show you an example from the geologists of some of these things that they call nanobacteria. Now, this is from some hot springs material from Italy by Bob Folk at University of Texas. These are pretty clearly bacteria. They just look an awful lot like bacteria, and they're, you know, half micron, 0.5. So these are in the range allowed by the biologists, but they get smaller. So here we now have ones that go down to about 0.1 micrometer. This is on a calcite grain. And are these things really microorganisms? I think everybody agrees that when they're half a micron large, that's okay. But once you get down to 0.1 or 0.2, then the biologists call this kind of I call it a forbidden zone, where it may not be allowed to have living organisms. But yet, people are seeing things that they identify as such. And here's even some smaller ones. These are less than 300 nanometers, which is quite a bit below the allowable size. And here's even smaller ones that are less than 100 nanometers or 0.1 micrometer. These were interpreted by other groups as being nanoorganisms or nanofossils in the case of older ones. And here's even smaller ones. I've been going down in scale to some really tiny ones that you can barely see there. And these things are just basically, that one is probably no more than 50 nanometers. And that's only 500 angstroms. That means that you can't, there's room in there to line up 500 atoms, and that's it. And that's really tiny. All right, so this summarizes some of the geological work. People think they see these. The microbiologists don't buy them, but the geologists believe they see them, and they even believe they can culture them and get them to grow. Since we got caught in the middle of this by proposing these small Mars things might be organisms, we had to familiarize ourselves with some of the Earth examples. So we got from an investigator in Washington State some of the Columbia River basalt from deep down. This is about 2 kilometers underneath the surface, and it contains, as shown by the investigator, it contains living material which can live and generate oxygen and so forth, and lives down there very happily without any sunlight, and simply lives off the CO2 and hydrogen underground. Anyway, we saw little tiny things here, but from 80 nanometers up to about 0.2 micrometers. And we saw rod-shaped things. We saw a lot of these. And this kind of summarizes what we found. Essentially, there are a lot of things in this forbidden zone. And our interpretation would be that those are really nanobacteria. Although that interpretation is not collaborated by other kinds of evidence like organic analysis. Well, going back to the Mars meteorite, in some places on the Mars meteorite, there are these, as opposed to little spheres, there are these long things that are somewhat curved. In some places, they're fairly common, and they seem to be on top of the carbonate or even buried partially in the carbonate. People have seen similar things. This is a volcanic rock from Sicily, and it has a lot of little wormy-looking things in, which are the same size as what we see. We looked at some desert varnish. This is quite common in Australia. It's a film that builds up on rocks left out in the desert, and it turns them brown normally or sometimes black. It's mainly iron and manganese oxide, and there's a school of thought, still a little controversial, that these desert varnishes are formed entirely by bacterial activity. So we looked at some of these, and we started seeing a lot of these elongate things, which are only between 100 and 200 nanometers in length. Again, this is the size of what we see in the Mars meteorite. Now, are these microorganisms? We don't know, but it's certainly suspicious. And then finally, from another publication by somebody else, they're seeing little tiny spheres and thread-like things, long threads, which they interpret, again, as nanobacteria. But notice the threads are really, although they're a micrometer or so long, they're really skinny. They're just 20 nanometers in thickness. Well, back to the Mars meteorite. This picture is one that was on the web and was fairly well distributed. This is typical of a number of forms that we found. These are elongate. They're 200 to 500 nanometers, they appear to be segmented, and we were accused that might be some kind of artifact of the gold coating we put on the sample in order to look at it in the electron microscope. But we looked at it with an entirely different technique. We found this is a transmission microscope, and it's a replica technique, and it's totally different. And we found similar things. And these are about the same size, and they also appear to be segmented, and they have 12 to 14 little segments in them. So what are these? Well, as we go back and look at the literature, these are very ancient fossils from the Earth. These things are from Australia, from the Bitter Springs Formation, and they're about a billion years old. And these things have a very strong resemblance to what I showed you in the previous two photos, except that they're much bigger. These are, the skinniest one here is about 1 micrometer. Most of them are fatter than that, and they're much longer. So, and they resemble so closely the ones that we published photos of that I recently was accused of taking one of the photos of these and doctoring it and putting it in our paper to pass it off as a Mars fossil. And I had to answer that because it came from a guy in Nevada who had written his senator, who wrote me and said, what about this? So I had to prove that we had not taken that photo out of this fossil book and pasted it into a different background. So and this guy had used image analysis. He made digital images and he matched up points and corners, and he had convinced himself that we were a total fraud, that we were pasting these photos from an old fossil book. But that's not correct.